BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily on a Bumbleo Wednesday. Want to buy a car? Speak to my dad, Pete Mills. Real or no real with Clara Amfo, and it's a wet one with Laura Whitmore on day 3 of the return of Innuendo Bingo.
Scott Mills. Radio 1.
Scott Mills. 1.
Mills here. Okay. Laura Whitmore today on Innuendo Bingo. What's she going to wear?
It's a very good point.
She did wear a tuxedo t-shirt before, so she looked well smart, but it was just a t-shirt. I think she'll dress appropriately because she knows exactly how wet it gets.
We've got a no poncho rule this week, haven't we?
Absolutely.
We're going to enforce that now anyway.
Absolutely. It's great to have it back on every day this week. Connor thinks so.
I absolutely do.
What's been your favourite one of the week so far?
Alfie Day so far. It was great.
He was good yesterday, wasn't he?
He was brilliant, yeah. It was one of the funniest ones I've seen, probably.
Thing is, we have only done two this week, so there's not much to choose from. Who do you think will be the best this week?
I think Laura Whitmore could be good, because I've seen one of the ones she's done in the past, and it was a good one, so...
It was. To be fair, that did get very wet.
It did, yeah.
Laura Whitmore. Back to Alfie yesterday. A guy called Mike Nicholas has tweeted me, and he says, after watching Innuendo Bingo, I've noticed at Pointless Blog, that's Alfie, has the same laugh as this guy. Now, this is a news report from Australia. Listen to the guy's laugh.
The case is now closed, but Cardiff's own caped crusader is far from forgotten.
What a joker.
Angie SMS, 7 News.
Now listen to Alfie's laugh.
Looks like Alice is going to get wet when she's out clubbing tonight.
Same.
It's the same.
Angie SMS, 7 News.
But also, what a weird thing to spot. That's Alfie.
Angie SMS, 7 News.
And that's the man from the Australian News Report.
But I was thinking this yesterday when I was listening to Alfie talk. I couldn't work out who he sounds like, but he's got a really familiar sounding voice. You know, if you're going to say someone sound alike is someone, I couldn't figure out who it was with Alfie.
Is it a bit Russell Brand?
A little bit. You do a cracking impression of Alfie.
No, but I can't do it now.
No?
It's like I was a zombie.
It's really good. The thing that worried me a little bit, Scott, is I was listening to Alfie's voice going, who does he sound like? But then loads of people were messaging saying he sounds a bit like me. I don't think he does.
No, I don't think so at all. He's got more of a like this going on. Yeah. I was a zombie.
Angie SMS, 7 News.
He does have the same laugh as that man off the Australian News Report. What a weird thing to spot, Mike, but thank you. Listen, Connor, 1:45 today. You can watch it on the Radio 1 website. Do you just listen or do you watch as well?
I watch all the time.
And you can get it on iPlayer and YouTube afterwards. All right, Laura Whitmore, 1:45.
Thank you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Good night last night.
Really good night last night. Good catching up with everyone.
Although, who planned that on a Tuesday?
Oof.
I'm fine. No phone.
Which you definitely aren't if you've got to say, I'm fine.
No, because I know that people were about to send out a search party for me earlier. I've just lost my phone. Can I not be not contacted for 2 or 3 hours while everyone's starting to worry? Seriously.
I was getting all sorts of calls from all sorts of people saying, have you heard from Scott?
I could have just been in the spa for the morning. Do you know what I mean? Not wanting to be contacted for a bit.
But isn't that incredible?
Leave me alone.
People can't get hold of you for 2 hours. They get that worried that they have to contact me to try and find out where you are.
It's all going off. I'm having to send loads of emails going, I'm absolutely fine. I managed to take all my shopping home that I bought, all the groceries, and a new suit that I've got, but not my phone last night. Anyway, it was great. I felt bad drinking while Grimmy was sat there on green tea, but meh. So it's good to have Bingo on this week. Laura Whitmore is coming up at 1:45 today. We are all over the socials, by the way. Monica on Twitter says, I'm loving the Mills and Stark takeover on BBC Radio 1 Snapchat. Yeah, all the build-up to Bingo is on there, including news of a mysterious tweet that we've just been sent by Laura Whitmore. Radio 1 Snapchat, BBC R1. Instagram, Radio 1 Instagram is for you if you just want to see the spit shots and nothing else.
I've just got this message from Laura Whitmore. I worry I may have screwed things up here.
What do you mean?
Well, she tweeted that she's bringing us a gift.
Right.
It's all sort of wrapped up, looks quite nice.
What have you said? Is she not coming in now?
I put, without sounding dodge, what are you wearing today? Do you need to borrow clothes?
Why would you put that?
Purely an admin thing, and I'm not sure it's gone down well.
Well, why would it?
I'll deal with it.
I would. I'd delete that, maybe.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Laura Whitmore.
Hello, Scott Mills. How are you?
I'm very good. Every time I see you, it's just like a little burst of Irish sunshine.
It's because I come like straight into the studio. Hi, guys.
Hi, I'm here and we're on.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Are you
look
right?
Lovely, by the way. You've got a lovely glow going on.
Thank you. That'll be the wine. So on yesterday's show, yeah. We were talking about a piece of paper that you get given before you interview Will I Am. Do you know about this?
Tell me.
There's like an A4 sheet of paper.
Of what you can and can't ask.
Yeah, what you can and can't ask.
I get that
ask.
For a few people, actually.
Or do, yeah. Have you had that before?
For quite a few people, yeah.
Like who?
Couldn't possibly say. I'm sure you probably had the same sheet
of paper.
We don't
get that many. But okay, so don't tell me the person, but what kind of thing do they say on it?
You know, you kind of send in, some people want the questions beforehand,
yeah. Which
is funny because, you know, once you go in, you don't ask those questions at all. You make up your own.
Yeah.
But just things, just really silly things. Some things I hadn't thought about asking, but I will now.
Right. OK, so it's generally things you can't ask.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, this was a whole thing of like, if you're allowed to touch him or not, and this kind of thing.
Are you allowed to touch him?
Not really. When I went,
I want to touch him.
I met Britney Spears once, and we had a
she
talk.
She was one of them.
We had a talk about how sometimes she'd be really chatty, and other days she wouldn't talk to you. And then also, here is fine. You can touch her on the shoulder, but you cannot reach around. That is not allowed. So if you want to, if you're having a picture of Britney, you can't be like full arm round the shoulder. You have to just has to be this shoulder nearest to her.
I'm a hug girl. Do you know what? I think I hugged her, which is probably why I've never been invited back to interview her.
Yeah. Does such a thing exist for you? Is there a piece of paper that we need to have? Or like no eye contact, human contact?
I mean, I've already made eye contact, given you a hug. I've ruined everything. Sorry.
Every rule.
Is there anything we're not allowed to ask today, Laura?
What are you going to ask? I don't know. Well, we're all friends here.
Yeah, we are, actually.
So that's the problem.
So this is your third time on In Your Bingo.
Yeah. Hold on a second. Has anyone else come on this three times?
Yeah, I think we've had... Ollie Murs has been a regular.
Of course he is. I love Ollie Murs.
I love Ollie Murs. Who else has done it
loads? Yeah, you've become almost like a veteran at this game now.
Yeah.
I know.
You are good at it.
It's almost like a club. People who've done it more than three times. Rachel Riley, yes.
Off Countdown.
Okay, yeah.
Always on.
Yeah.
Not for a while, actually.
Get her back on.
Yeah, but you are a popular choice.
Thanks.
Which
I
is why
special.
You're on.
Thank you.
So we have got the setup again here, as you can see.
Do you feel every time it sort of grows as a setup? Do you know what I mean? It seems to get
then
bigger.
The budget's
and bigger. Yes.
Like, there's more cups of water this time than last time. Yeah.
They spent a couple more quid on it.
Those plastic little glasses are a bit fancier than the last ones.
They are. Mm. We were talking about how you're always like photographed. You're on a lot of red carpets at a lot of award ceremonies. This is a question I've always wanted to ask someone like you, where you get photographed a lot, right?
Mm.
Is there ever a time where you leave the house without worrying about what you look like?
Yeah, all the time. And then that's when you see someone and someone takes a picture and you're like, ah.
Because I think it's hard to be like, I used to think this about Fern as well. Like, do you leave the house just going, oh no, what am I wearing? Because like, that would be terrible. Mm. I would hate that.
Do you
that.
Do that?
No one cares.
Like, I was wondering what you were going to wear today. Black t-shirt. I guess.
Classic.
We were wondering what you were going to wear today as well. Because we had Alfie Days on Innuendo Bingo yesterday.
I wanted to wear a poncho I had left from Glasgow. Apparently that's not allowed.
No, not allowed. They're off.
You guys and your rules.
I know. And have you bought us some kind of gift I see
on
Twitter?
Okay, yes. Now hold on. I had a ribbon on it, but I've kind of ruined it. So hold on.
I love that it's a ribbon
so
on
is
it.
Is this a gift for me or for
it's
Scott?
A gift. So you remember, it's for you, Chris. So you remember the first time I came on, I didn't realize that you get really wet. I didn't really understand the concept of the game, to be honest. So you gave me your t-shirt,
which was
your good t-shirt, which is what you used to interview the big
It was
stars.
My tuxedo t-shirt.
Yeah,
classic. But then you wore it out, because then you got photographed in the tuxedo t-shirt. You did a brilliant job.
That was great, by the way.
Thanks very much. But then I lost it. So last time I came in, I couldn't find it, because I was going to bring it back, but
Fine. It's
gone missing.
Okay.
But I thought, how could I improve and what could I get? You need to have a tuxedo t-shirt in your life, but you need to kind of have the more improved one.
Oh, this is exciting.
Okay, open
so
it.
It's got a ribbon on. It's all been wrapped properly.
Didn't the assistant put that ribbon on, or was it you?
I may have just done that really quickly before I came in.
Right, so
it's the details.
Oh, wow, that's Scott, look at this. It's sort of, it's a tuxedo
it's
shirt.
It's got a robe.
Oh, that is so
on.
Lush. I think. No, it is.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
And you clearly spent good money on it. Now, this isn't a freebie that you've received.
I know, I bought that.
You bought it.
I bought this. I promise you, I bought it.
She loves us.
You better wear that all the time now.
Do you want me to wear it during bingo?
I would like you to, because I feel I've made an effort. I'd like you to make an effort for this.
Okay, fine.
It's our third day doing this.
Exactly.
Chris.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Let's do it.
It's time to make another celebrity wet. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Day three of the triumph and return of Innuendo Bingo. People are absolutely loving it. Loads of people watching right now, like Andrew and also another Laura in Belfast.
Hi.
Hi. And someone called The Limited on Twitter, who is at university in London, is watching in the library. Very risky. Okay, so here we go. Laura Whitmore, Innuendo Bingo. As you know, Laura is a veteran of the game. You know all the rules. You have bought a change of clothes, right?
You see, this is what I'm scared of. Because
what are you doing? It's your third time.
Oh, well. It's absolutely fine because I've kindly offered my Watford shirt.
Still doing that trick, are you?
I really like the colour yellow.
There we go. And if you walk outside and get photographed in the Watford shirt, honestly, that would do me a lot of favours.
I mean, that would make me a good friend to you, yeah.
It really would.
Yes.
I mean, that would be two presents in one day. It would be awesome.
Just think about it anyway. Okay. Yeah. Let's see how wet we get.
Have a think.
Take it from there.
Okay. You're going to soak her on purpose now. So
you do it anyway.
As you know, the water is cold. Please don't swear as it hits your face at high speed. And let's play Innuendo Bingo. Water, please. A considerable amount in
your
face.
Here we go
again.
Cheers. Slantra.
Slantra.
What's that mean?
It's Irish. Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I had a mouthful of water there.
Sorry. It's just Irish.
Why are you apologising?
No, I just didn't know what you said.
I'm sorry.
And you said it too, and I was like, is this some language I don't know?
We have our own language.
I feel left out.
Sorry.
Water, please.
Okay.
We start with Coronation Street on ITV. Now, I'm not too sure where Sally was when Tyrone was painting the fence, but he seems to have finished it off real nice.
Yeah, of course you can.
Thanks for treating our fence the other day. Are you quite nifty with a paintbrush? Not one single drop found its way onto my bush.
So accurate. Tyrone, they're so accurate.
It's just in the crotch.
Straight away as well.
Denim is such a bad choice.
Not one single drop found its way onto my bush.
So well done to Tyrone there for painting that fence so nicely there. Thank you, Daniel, and Nick, and Tom, and Fergal, and Peter, Liam, Paul, Joe, and Nikki for sending that one in. More water, please.
Why have you got two in your hand?
Because I'm filling up, and you just got me in the face.
Sorry. Okay.
Okay. I can feel this is going to be a wet one. Time for a classic now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Time Team on More 4.
Mm-hmm.
And when he's working, Tony Robinson knows exactly what he wants. But ever the gentleman, he always asks first.
John did some geophys here, and he came up with two things which look suspiciously like ditches. Naomi, can I come in your trench?
No swearing.
I said, ha!
I know.
Mr. Stark.
Tony Robinson there, getting into the archaeological trench that Naomi was digging. Good of him to ask.
Naomi, can I come in your trench?
Yes, you can.
More water, please.
Naughty. Okay.
It's just in your head, Laura. It's all innuendo.
All innuendos.
Mm. Now, here's Hayley from Obsessive Compulsive Disorders on Channel 4. It's a cleaning show. You know where they're like, they're obsessively clean. I love those shows. So we join Hayley in the bedroom. I'm not really sure of her technique, but she can come round to mine to do this anytime.
It smells like the most delicious pot puree. It's now time to beat it off.
Oh no, have you soaked the camera?
Leave him out of it, Laura.
Sorry.
There's a man taking pictures from down below and tweeting them. And
he's underneath the desk, it's very weird.
He's
sorry.
Now very wet.
Yeah.
More water, please.
How do you put so much in your mouth?
Well rehearsed.
Mm.
It's now time to beat it off.
No, I've just. Sorry. I've just realised. Water, please. I've realised there's more of that clip. I stopped it too soon.
Oh.
So reload, please.
More than what we got already?
Mm-hmm. Water?
Yeah. Mm.
Back to Hayley.
Now I'm sucking it all off.
Oh.
There's
Hayley there rigorously cleaning her mattress.
It's extra cold today.
Mark and Ellen sent that to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. If you've got a clip, send it in. Thank you. Now we join BBC Breakfast. Ooh. In the middle of a conversation about Andy Murray's meltdown at the Miami Open. What, please?
Is it as wet as you remember this game?
It's colder. The water's definitely colder.
We're talking about Andy Murray. Now, I never realised that Andy had such specific demands on court.
The men's balls are furrier, and he wanted to play with a man's ball because they're tougher, they're weighted differently, and, of course, that's what he practices
heavier
with all the time.
Yeah, heavier. Talk about tennis balls there, obviously.
That's
yeah.
for breakfast.
BBC Breakfast. Well, it's just, that's what he wants on court.
The men's balls are furrier.
Chris found that one. Thank you, Chris. Water, please.
Okay, boy. It is colder, isn't it? Having fun, Scott?
I'm really enjoying it.
It's so good to have you back, Laura.
Great to be back.
Now, Chris, Laura, you know the world's most beautiful egg on BBC Four?
I do.
Yeah. As well as showing us some brilliant eggs from the olden days, the programme gives a fascinating insight into the private life of Alexander III's wife, Maria.
Mm.
Check this out.
It's based on a similar egg in the Danish royal collection, which Maria would have known from her childhood. But little could she have imagined as she fondled her chicken on that Easter Sunday morning. This was the start of something huge.
Huge.
What's that show called, Scott?
It's called The World's Most Beautiful Egg.
Nice.
BBC Four. Maria, what a girl.
But little could she have imagined as she fondled her chicken on that Easter Sunday.
Water, please.
You always after spray.
This is Laura Whitmore, Innuendo Bingo.
It takes a while sometimes for it to register.
Now we're going over to Sean Keaveney on BBC Six Music. Water, please. Listen to how excited Sean is to be hosting the show. But there is a reason why.
It's 39 minutes past eight here on BBC Radio 6 Music, and I'm Sean Keaveney. I've got my come in my shorts this morning.
It was a hot day, so Sean decided to wear shorts to work.
Come in my shorts this morning.
That's nice. Okay, water, please.
I don't look okay.
Yeah, you still look good. You
still look hot.
Okay. You've improved.
Thank you.
Now over to Five Live, where, as always, they're discussing the most important topics of the day. Mm. Now, Laura, I'd really like to know your thoughts on this topic. I'm all for it myself.
Lynn, the other thing as well is, it's a big bonus having rear access. A lot of people want it.
It is a big bonus.
It is. I don't have that at home, and I wish I did have it. Actually.
It's a big bonus having rear access. A lot of people want it.
Thank you, James, for sending that one in. Water, please.
Mm-hmm.
This is... You know, sometimes I remember how ridiculous this game is.
Sometimes you forget the situation and then you take yourself
this
out of
it. This is happening right now.
It is.
This isn't a dream.
This is my third time. How many times have you done it?
Yeah. Oh, my word.
Hundreds. Now, another classic. And now, unusually, this one is from a TV advert. Water, please. Chris, Laura, before you go to sleep tonight, please remember this.
There are some things you wouldn't do by half. So why only do half the job with your mouth?
And that was Innuendo Bingo.
What was that?
It's an advert for mouthwash, obviously.
Oh. Well,
that was a good one.
Well played.
Very good.
So why only do half the job with your mouth?
That was Laura Whitmore, Innuendo Bingo. Come and see us soon. That was a great game today.
Maybe a short break.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills here. I've got a new song for you from a band called Chairlift off of Brooklyn, New York, to play next. Both former college radio DJs, Caroline and Patrick. Caroline had a late night show on college radio called Russian Roulette, and Patrick had a morning show called The Jazz Hole. That's one.
It wasn't.
It was called The Jazz Hole. Why would you do that?
Come on.
I'm an idiot.
Come on, Patrick.
Come on, Patrick. You think of a better name than The Jazz Hole.
It's The Jazz Hole. Was it jazz in
well,
the morning
I imagine
as well?
So, yeah. Otherwise, where would it? Yeah.
What a show.
I know. We are going to bumble in a minute asking for GAT requests now on...
Patrick.
Any GAT request 81199. Thank you.
I want Patrick's Jazz Hole in the Bumble GAT, please, Scott.
Now, I do like it when people have spotted themselves when they appear on In Your Bingo. Phil Spencer's been on before. Loving it. Gino DeCampo got in touch with us because he heard himself on In Your Bingo one time.
Oh, we got another great. Alison Chapman, who's actually on Dickinson's Real Deal. She's been tweeting away because she spotted she was on Innuendo Bingo when we played against DNCE.
Oh, wow. What, on Monday?
Yeah, on Monday. Just looking at her Twitter account. She's Alison Chapman.
Hello, Alison.
A.K.A. The Honey with the Money.
Yes, I've seen her, The Honey with the Money.
Yeah, she's awesome.
This was her clip that she spotted herself.
And I can also see from here, although there's no pontil mark, that this is hand-blown. And you would have had to have quite a long...
Yeah, I can't imagine blowing something that
no,
size.
No, it would have been huge, wouldn't it?
Yes, Alison. Do some more, you'll be back on. I know it wasn't intentional.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, are we ready for it? Do we need it? Do we want it? It's Bumbleo time.
Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
Halfway through the week. No, I don't think so at all. He's got more of a like this going on. Yeah. I was a zombie.
Alfie days.
Leave my brand alone.
Charlie Slough there from yesterday's show.
Leave my brand alone.
And here's an interview with Jürgen Klopp.
It's based on a similar egg in the Danish royal collection, which Maria would have known from her childhood. But little could she have imagined as she fondled her chicken on that Easter Sunday morning that this was the start of something huge.
No, I'm actually in Honda Jazz.
And Patrick had a morning show called The Jazz Hole. That's one.
Leave my brand alone.
Whoa.
The Jazz Hole was a late entry there.
It was, very late. Only just happened. Where are you? 8199, tweet at BBCR1. Come on. Come on. Tommy and Jack. In Devon. What a gap, says Andrew in Swaffham, bumbling in his truck of frozen fish. What a time to be alive. Well, the farmer in sunny Wiltshire. Calf in Edinburgh. Luke in Bridgend. Working away in his oven. Yes, live Bumbleo. Never get to hear it live, normally on podcast. Hello to you. Bumbleo. This feels so good. DJ Joe Williams has been on.
Oh, yeah.
Hi. Oh, they're all coming in now. Lou off of Preston. Bumbling Erna off. Will in Banbury. On his way home from work. Michael in Corby. Lucy off of Bolton. And Natty is bumbling while painting a bedroom.
Leave my brand alone.
There's a fair bit of decorating going on to this bumbleo today.
There really is.
Mick, Andy and Hans fitting patio doors in Bolton.
Can't be that time already. Oh, it is.
40 days.
Tom the plumber in Hastings. Ben in Poddington. Joe from Oxford. doing coursework at home.
Leave my brand alone.
Any more? Andy in Wakefield. Georgie in the flower shop. Josh, Dylan and Ollie somewhere in the Midlands. They don't know where. Frank delivering in Northampton. Hello, Frank. And Kyle in the Bracken Beacons. That was today's Bumble Out Wednesday. I'll see.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
I'm looking forward to this. Hello, Nicola.
Hi.
Where are you, please, this afternoon?
I am just heading back to Glasgow. I was in Edinburgh today.
Okay, what are you doing?
I'm a quantity surveyor for a stone company, so I was just through there looking at a couple of jobs.
Mm. Hot job, is it?
Yeah.
There's loads of different jobs. So there's, like, new builds, there's kind of all... I'm the same as the guy yesterday. I'm up loads of scaffolding.
Oh, what? So you're looking at all the erections and that?
Yeah, well, I'm up the erections. I'm looking at everything that's the erections around.
Excellent. All right. What are you thinking of the choices so far this week? Any good?
Yesterday, I'm pretty appalled, to be honest. I think Chris was robbed.
I've never heard the term appalled before on this.
she's ringing to say that she's appalled at you, Scott.
Are you just ringing to complain?
No, I'm just like, I want to put things right. I think.
Oh, excellent.
It's definitely been a bit of a scandal.
What, yesterday because I got picked and not him?
Yeah, I mean it was an average song.
Right. I have to agree, and I feel gutted that my song wasn't chosen yesterday. So, with that in mind, Nicola, I hope you do the right thing today.
Chris, did you answer the phone and put Nicola through to the radio yourself?
No, I didn't.
Chris actually rang me.
Right, yeah, I thought that might be happening.
He actually rang me.
This is not a bad idea for the future. Okay, I've got this for you. Yes. Pitbull. I know you want me, Kayocho.
It's too full-on, Scott.
Why is this full-on?
It's too full-on for right now. It's
good.
It's not the summer yet.
It's Pitbull at his finest. Come on, party song.
All right. Well, this is what I've got. This is Rihanna, Cheers, Drink to That.
Awful.
It's such a good song.
One of her worst songs.
You are joking me.
Absolutely.
What is wrong
this
with
is
you at the moment?
Awful. What a terrible record.
You're a terrible person.
This is up there with California King Bed as one of her rubbish songs.
And do you know what? You should take that back. This is a great song. We're halfway to the weekend,
Nicola.
The
freaking weekend. Rubbish.
Yeah, anyone could say, well, I could do a rubbish Pitbull.
Sorry, I got a bit carried away there. It's just not one of her best.
We're halfway to the weekend. I think this is the perfect song to get us in the mood for it.
But you said mine was too full on because it was.
I'm saying yours is a proper summer anthem.
Yeah.
but we're not there yet.
Okay.
And yours is if I'll tell you what, it's not Pitbull's finest either.
Okay. Well, what is then?
Well, that's a debate we can have on another day.
Okay, Nicola.
Oh, this is. I feel like I'm letting myself down saying this, but Chris, I'm pretty disappointed.
You're joking,
right? That's one of her worst songs.
Don't listen to it. Yeah, but anyone
could. This is definitely a guilty pleasure.
Yes. Is it me then?
Don't go for it.
It's definitely Scott.
Oh, I love you.
It's nuts.
It's Mr. 305 checking in for the remix. You know they had that 75 Street Brazil. Well, this year's gonna be called Gaiocho. Que hola gata, que hola omega. And this how we gonna do it. Dale!
Pitbull, I Know You Want Me, Kayocho. I actually made a pilgrimage earlier in the year to Kayocho to pay my respects to the man himself.
Did you actually?
Yeah.
Where is Kayocho?
It's in Little Havana in Miami. 8th Street in Spanish for you there.
I've not had this much abuse about my choice of bangers for I think since we started this game. Ash in Uxbridge. Chris, you didn't just let Scott down. You let the caller down. You let me down.
Wow.
And worst of all, you let yourself down.
Whoa.
That's deep.
Someone's like, can you not argue so much, please? It's on really loudly in the room next door. Okay, sorry. Yeah, it's quite deep, actually. Liam from Canterbury. Both choices, dreadful, disappointed. People take this very seriously now, you know? They really do.
You're 3-0 up.
I know, I'm sorry about that.
So I just need to win tomorrow to get a bit of, the slightest bit of dignity.
Well, don't beg it, though. We'll do it again tomorrow at 2:40. The Scott Mills Daily. Radio 1. Stephen Bolton's come up with a thing. He says, I feel to add to the game of bangers, there should be some sort of relegation system if one of you loses 5 days in a row. Yeah, maybe there should be some kind of...
A forfeit.
Because you are 3-0 down at the moment.
Yes.
2 more days to go. Let's see what happens. We'll think of one. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. So many of you now send your stories to my email, which is great. Keep them coming. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. One person that's done that is Betsy. Hi, Betsy.
Hiya.
You all right?
Yeah, you?
I'm good. I wasn't expecting that email.
What's going on then, Scott?
I'll let Betsy explain.
Yeah, well, we found a reasonably priced car, and then we went out to take it for a test drive.
Right. I know where this is heading.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it secondhand car salesman Pete Mills by any chance?
It was indeed.
That's my dad there.
Yeah, it was. We didn't believe him to start with.
No spawn here, but my dad does have some very reasonably priced cars.
Pete Mills Cars.
It's not called Pete Mills Cars. Well, then maybe it should be.
This does sound like a spawn, though.
It's not a spawn, I'm just saying.
Are you sure it's not a spawn?
Like, he's a very reliable dealer.
But if it is a spawn, you can't just say it's not a spawn by just saying it's not a spawn.
It's not a spawn. I'm just saying, as his son, he's got some good cars in there. Nothing wrong with that.
Do you want to do his catchphrase as well?
Catchphrase.
He does love you by, but with a B-U-I. So hang on, I want to know more about this. Betsy, like, how did you realise this was the dad of Scott Mills that you were buying a car from?
Well, he said to us, because we were out on a test drive in the car, and he said, do any of you listen to Radio 1?
Yes!
Yeah, of course we listen to Radio
champion.
1. And he said, have you heard of Scott Mills? Oh. And I was like, yeah. And he was like, oh, well, I'm his dad. And we were like, no way. Can't be right.
And what was the car?
It was a Kia Sportage.
Lush.
Secondhand.
It was a nice car. Yeah, I think.
And is it broken down yet? Joking.
No, we haven't even got it yet, so.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
No.
You will get it at some point.
You will.
Yeah, soon.
He's true to his word, Pete.
This is ridiculous, though. Like, I know Pete Mills is a car salesman, but I've never kind of known the ins and outs of his business, so to speak. Like, Scott hasn't talked massively about it.
Well, obviously I know about it. We've just not really discussed it before on the radio.
So, Betsy, you're in the car, right? You're taking it for a test drive. Then does he put on Radio 1? How does he bring up the discussion?
No, he just brought it up randomly. We weren't listening to it or anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Good.
I think it was part of his sales technique.
Yeah, I think it might be, yeah.
Well, it worked, because you bought the car, right?
Yeah.
Mm. And would you say that swayed you at all into buying the car?
Yeah, I think it did. He did it when we were all there, like when all the kids were there, so...
Right.
Definitely so tactic.
Does he use Scott's catchphrases as well?
No, he didn't.
I don't think he actually listens.
Do you think?
No, he doesn't like the music.
Okay, but he clearly uses your good name in helping to sell the cars, and why not?
I'm fine with that.
Did he promise you a shout-out?
No, he didn't.
But you enjoyed meeting Pete Mills?
Yeah, of course, he's lovely.
Nice guy, isn't he?
Yeah, he's really nice.
Yeah.
And he gave us all a signed photo of you, which is kind of him.
What do you mean? Wow! What do you mean, a signed photo?
He said that Scott sends down like 100 photos a month, and so he gave us one.
Oh, this is odd. Brilliant.
Oh, this is so good. What do you mean?
Okay, so you
What's
know...
What's going on there, Scott?
You know we have these like DJ photo cards in reception at Radio 1?
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe this is happening to me. And you know, like, it's a picture of all the DJs, so you can get, you know, Grimmy, you can get Alice Levine, you can get Matt Edmondson, Clara, Greg. They're all there in reception. Sometimes... Once a month, I have to go down to reception and pick some up for Pete and send them to him.
So you sign 100 cards a month?
Not 100.
Betsy's exaggerating
it's
there.
It's every now and again.
Well, he said 100 to us.
No, it's not 100. And also, how I do this for the love of my dad, I have to go down to reception with the receptionist looking at me as I take my own photo cards out of the thing and then send them to the New Forest to Pete.
So when you buy a car from Pete Mills, you get a signed card of you.
I never thought I'd see the day that this was on the air, but it is.
Oh, this is. I mean, surely this is a headline, is it?
I have to sign them and send them in the post when he rings me and goes, send us a few more photos, would you?
This is extraordinary. I can't believe it. Pete Mills is such a legend.
I know.
But he's an enterprising guy like that.
Absolutely.
Also, it's just proud dad, isn't it?
I love it. Did we ever talk about the sign that he made when I was on Strictly? Did we talk about that?
No, we didn't.
Made it to the local paper.
What did it say?
It was a big sign on his car lot going, vote Scott Mills.
That's incredible.
But just handwritten.
I'm surprised his car lot doesn't sponsor your bridge at Fleet Services.
Oh, I love him.
You know when you were buying the car?
Yeah.
I guess there must have been a point where you were haggling about the price. Was the signed card the thing that sort of sweetened the deal?
No, well, my mum went inside to discuss it with him after he'd given us the card, so I don't really know what happened with the price.
Yeah, well, that's not your thing, Betsy. You're not right. How old are you?
I'm 17.
Exactly. You're not interested. You're not dealing with the money.
No, I'm not bothered.
I can imagine the discussion between your mum and Pete Mills. Call it 9:50, and I'll throw in a signed card of Scott.
Don't. That's what it's like.
and the deal would have been done. When you were with Pete Mills driving around, did he offer up any other stories of the great man?
No, well, he said that since someone found out that he was your dad, and then they posted it on Facebook, and that's when the signed photo started, and apparently, like, lots of people started coming in from the local area.
Yeah.
Business was booming.
Did you go into the office at all?
Yeah, there was, because before we went in, we didn't realise, because I didn't leave him. And then when we came back in, we noticed, like, the Ed Sheeran poster and stuff.
There was an Ed Sheeran.
What's this?
There might be an Ed Sheeran gold disc up there as well.
Yeah.
What? And your name?
I gave it to him to put up in the garage.
So the gold disc that Ed Sheeran will have sent you...
Yeah, is in my dad's garage.
To mark him selling a billion albums or something...
Yeah.
...is now up in Pete Mills's garage.
It is, yeah.
This is incredible.
He loves it. And I would just, you know, like, where am I going to put it?
Is his office...
I'd rather my dad have it. He loves it.
Yeah, for sure. Is his office like a Scott Mills museum?
It's got a few bits and bobs. Like, there's photos on the table and there's a poster on the wall.
Okay, all right, Betsy, I'm going to have to go now.
What's the poster on the wall on?
It's of Scott, I think.
Yeah. All right, then. Right, well, nice to speak to you.
Is it signed?
You too.
Okay, love you, bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott
Mills Daily. On the Radio 1 Breakfast Show this morning, three massive guests. Nick Jonas, Meghan Trainor, and Dev Patel. It was so good. If you missed it, here's Trainor on Jonas.
We just had Nick Jonas in.
Yeah, I just saw him.
Now, we know him as a friend of the show. What is he like as a real-life friend? Because he said you guys were texting.
The nicest dude in the world. I remember when I was first coming up, he would throw parties for me constantly. And I was like, what are you doing here? He was like, this is your party. Well, just for being nominated for Grammys, he threw me a party.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did he throw you one for winning a Grammy?
Not this year. I haven't seen him in so long.
We need to do that.
Like, Nick, where's my party?
Yeah, well, hello. Well, we have a question from him now, which we got him to record. So you're going to need these headphones.
Oh.
And this is Nick Jonas's question. Weirdly, it's almost as if you knew the question. This is from Nick Jonas for you, Meghan.
Meghan. Your friend Nick, and I'm just curious, on your 21st birthday, do you remember anything specifically that is incredibly a good story to tell? Because I have a few that I can tell separately, which I think were really good memories.
So do you remember anything from your 21st birthday?
So, I mean, half of the night was, you know, blurry, but there's just so many great memories. We were at an art gallery in Florida. I know that, and we...
she knows the state, guys.
I know, I was climbing trees at one point. I was seeing beautiful art, and I remember the best part of that night was we were in art carts, I guess. They're like golf carts, but they were dressed up like big mushrooms that were beautiful colors. And so we're in the golf carts and we're just driving around this neighborhood and they have speakers on them. And in his truck, they're playing Jealous. And in my car, they're playing my songs.
Wow.
And we're just racing down, like having the best night of my life.
Sounds like an insane night.
No one will beat my 21st.
That's tough to top. But if anyone can, it's Nick Jonas.
Oh, yeah.
You can only top
it. He's just so good at having a good time.
Yeah.
I'm so bad at that. You know the pressure of like, tonight's going to be great. You're like, something wrong is going to happen.
Yeah.
He's always like, it's going to be great.
You should be fearless. He should take you under the wing on the partying aspect. Yeah.
Teach
you
your ways.
Yeah. I feel like every birthday party I've ever had is really disappointing now.
Yeah.
And that's what you do if you're a young pop star. Just go to an art gallery in Florida and ride an art cart. So Meghan Trainor, brilliant, on Breakfast this morning. Tomorrow on the show is a big one. Grimmy has got Five Sauce hanging out with him. 5 Seconds of Summer. Listen and watch from 10 to 8 tomorrow morning.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Here's Clara Amfo to play today's Real or No Real.
Hello, friends.
Hello there.
You all right?
Yeah, really good. With the return of Innuendo Bingo this week, I know we were on your show earlier in the week and you were like 50-50 whether you're going to play it or not. Surely you must be persuaded by now.
Do you know what? I am persuaded.
Yes.
I'm
going
to play it again.
Okay.
I was just being a brat before. I was just playing hard to get.
Yeah, were you in a bad mood or something? Because like, it's the best game to play. It's so much fun.
Like
she
I
got
said,
ill
it's
last
iconic.
Time.
I just don't like being ill, but it's all right.
Okay.
Are you blaming me for that illness, by
Absolutely.
The way?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, that's slanderous, is it, Scott?
It's not slanderous. It's the truth, mate. You spat water all over me and I got really ill.
Yeah. But come back soon. I'll get my people to talk to your people.
Okay, cool.
All right. Here's Real or No Real.
Harry Styles is so fed up of rumours surrounding his love life, he has decided to go out with himself.
If you could go out with yourself, would you?
I don't know if I would.
Chris?
That's such a good question. I wouldn't go out with me.
No, I wouldn't go,
I wouldn't
out,
go
with
out with me,
me either.
Because you know yourself so well, and obviously it's good to love yourself and you know, have self-confidence, but then there's the things that you know that you do that are annoying.
No, yeah. Oh yeah, annoying.
Why would you want to put up with that?
Yeah, I wouldn't not go out with myself for anything darker than that. It's more just like, it's just general, like I like to play a lot of FIFA, for example.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
And then do you think that yourself going out with yourself would hate that?
Well, actually, no, myself would like that because I'd have someone to play with.
Oh, actually, that is a good point. And I like to watch all my trash TV. Oh, by the way, the Mob Wives season finale is everything.
Is it?
Yeah, so I'd want to watch that with myself. No, I would go out with myself, actually. I'll take it back.
Yeah, I'm taking it back as well, because everything that I don't think would be good in me, I would probably like, because that's me.
Yeah.
But if I was Harry Styles, though... Okay, so you're a really, really, really rich young guy in one of the most best-selling UK boy bands that just ever was.
Ever.
You can do what you want. You can go where you want. But do you want to have that times two?
I wonder if Harry Styles would go out with himself, as this would suggest.
I'm thinking no, because even though, you know, he's had a lot of success, I don't actually know Harry Styles, but I get the vibe that he's still quite a down-to-earth kind of guy.
Totally.
And he could probably do without being famous, but he just deals with it. Do you know what I mean?
He's kind of in it now and you can't get out.
Yeah, exactly. Whoa, the vortex.
Yeah, but do you totally believe that he would be faithful to himself?
Well,
and only himself?
I mean...
thing is with Harry, he's just having a great time.
He is having a great time.
And we would all do the same.
I mean...
Real or no real, Harry Styles is now dating himself cause fed up of rumours about his love life.
Well, is this a situation that he's run out of people to date as well?
Absolutely not.
So him
Let
and,
me tell you.
Aren't him and Kendall having a moment?
I think they were.
Last time, the beacons of truth that the gossip blogs said.
Yeah, because they were on a yacht together, weren't they?
Yeah, so obviously it means they're getting engaged. And
with
all that.
Each other's mums, which
I found
weird.
Really? Double
so
mum date.
You've got Anne there. And you've also got Kris Jenner.
Probably planning a flipping reality TV show around
it. Bit weird. Because knowing Anne as I do, she'd be like a bit, I don't know, would she be freaked out by Kris
Harry's
Jenner?
Harry's mum's a babe, by the way. She's so pretty.
She is hot.
She's so cute.
Has anyone in this room got off with Harry Styles?
No.
Not me.
I haven't.
No.
In this room right now?
I don't think I have.
Scott?
No, I haven't.
No?
No. I'd remember that. Real or no real?
Going out with himself, what do you reckon, Clara?
I'm actually going to say real.
I just don't think he could stick to just himself. So I think no real.
That one is no real.
Oh.
While the newspapers love to speculate about who's dating Harry, yesterday a leading newspaper printed a typo stating that Harry is rumoured to be dating Harry Styles.
Amazing.
But it is made up. And next.
Former X Factor contestant Christopher Maloney has taken Japan by storm after a documentary about his life was released in the country.
Clara, do your Christopher Maloney impression.
Minan!
I'm doing it for Minan. Wasn't he great on X Factor?
He was all right.
Little known fact, Christopher Maloney is Scott's wallpaper on his computer here.
Still now.
He is not.
Here he is, as you've never seen him before.
Oh, wow.
Now, when did he do that
photo
shoot?
What magazine is that from?
When did he do that?
It's quite horrible how he's crossing his legs in that picture, isn't it? That's the worst bit about it, I think. Yeah.
When we have guests in the studio who aren't used to me, that's normally the first thing they see when they come over this side of the desk.
Naked Christopher Maloney.
No, he's not. Well, he is naked, but he's one thigh is covering his modesty.
Wow.
But imagine if you're a guest and you've never been into Radio 1 before. That's one of the first things you see when you come in here.
That would stay with you.
It would.
Yeah, because generally what happens is when we have photos here, we have to kind of go around Scott's side of the desk, and so they see everything.
Mm. I might change that. It's been the same for, well, since he was on X Factor.
He's got a very knowing look on his face, hasn't he?
Well, do you know how to change it? Because the reason why you do have Christopher Maloney as your desktop is because I changed it to that.
I know how to change it.
Do you?
Thank you. Yeah, I just like looking at it. Like daily inspiration.
Wow.
But is he massive in Japan?
A lot of people are big in Japan. Things that you wouldn't expect are big in Japan. So I am going to say this is actually real. I think Christopher Maloney is a big deal in Japan.
But why?
He could be, because he's Christopher Maloney.
But they don't know him from anything, do they?
Thing is, anyone can get cult status anywhere. And true. It just wouldn't surprise me.
And this is after a documentary
went out about his life.
Why has that happened?
I don't know.
No, there's no real.
I'm actually going to say it's real.
That one is real.
Knew it.
What?
Knew it.
Christopher Maloney is massive in Japan after this documentary following his life before and after The X Factor was shown in Japan. Plus, his song, My Heart Belongs to You, has entered the Japanese chart at number 16.
That's not a bad effort.
That is mad.
Can't knock the hustle.
And finally,
after 18 years, a lady called Gemma Pell has changed her name by deed poll after continually struggling to introduce herself in France.
Oh, Gemma.
Gemma Pell.
I think that's fabulous, though. I'd love to be called Gemma Pell.
But not in France, you wouldn't.
Gemma Pell, Gemma Pell.
That's really awkward.
I think that's great.
Gemma Pell, Gemma Pell.
It sounds like a really cool, like naff one-off, like Eurovision song.
Yeah.
Gemma Pell, Gemma Pell.
I'd be introducing it, wouldn't I?
Yeah, you would.
Yeah. If you're not French or don't know it, Gemma Pell means my name is, which is awkward because she's saying my name is Gemma Pell, but in French it's Gemma Pell, Gemma Pell.
It just sounds like you're saying my name is,
yeah,
constantly.
It would be a struggle.
There's no way of saying that name without it sounding French, is there?
Gemma Pell, no. There
Gemma Pell.
Gemma Pell.
Gemma Pell.
Gemma Pell.
And imagine, right, see us now, this is what she's had all her life.
I know, poor Gemma.
All of her life. Gemma Pell.
There is no way of saying it, is there?
Yeah, you really, yeah. Even with the harshest accent.
So is this real or no real?
It has to be real. Has to be.
Surely someone would have thought about that before naming their child that, so I think no real.
That one is no real.
Oh.
Yes.
Absolutely made up. But it's a good,
that's annoying.
A good one. There must be a Gemma Pell out there, though.
There absolutely has to be a Gemma Pell out there. And if you are out there, please do not change your name by deed poll because it's fantastic and it's fabulous.
And please call us immediately.
Absolutely.
At the end of that round of Real or No Real,
I got 20, Clara got 10.
Damn.
Souls. Souls.
Look at those eyes.
Whatever.
All right, innuendo bingo, senior?
Yep.
Okay, I'll get it in the diary. Tomorrow at 1 o'clock, we are back on Radio 1, and at 1.45, day 4 of the return of Innuendo Bingo with Greg James. Scott Mills, ABC Radio.